on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Help me sing it. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. Loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. One more time. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. Loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
Amen. Amen. Sure good to be in church tonight. Another opportunity to be worked on tonight. We have several prayer requests. I'm going to ask Brother Terry if he don't mind to come just lead us to the Lord for these needs. Pray for Sister Estep. She's having problems with swelling in her legs, difficulty walking. Also pray for Brother Howard and Sister Yvetta Collins, both not feeling well, unable to be in church tonight. Also pray for a friend of theirs from Texas named Linda, who needs our prayer for many problems, and a half-brother of Sister Yvetta, who is sick, requests prayers. It's a family member that still lives in Kentucky there. Brother Gene Terrell has a special request. I also have two requests given to me by others, so let's remember those needs. Please pray for Dakota Harmon. She's here tonight, but not feeling well. Brother Emmanuel Wade turns in a request for his cousin, Bernard Short. He has needs healing for healing in the body. Sister Lona would like for us to remember Kelly, her daughter, in prayer, driving back from Arkansas. She'll have storms part of the way back, so let's remember her for safety as she travels. Also a very special unspoken prayer request. And finally, please remember Sister Christine Baker in your prayers, having pain in her neck, back, really needs prayer. They appreciate your prayers and thank God in advance for her healing. So Brother Baker turns that in. Let's stand tonight. Brother Terry comes and just takes these needs to the Lord for us.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Happy to be here again. We get to go to church one more time. Certainly appreciate you coming out, and glad to have our pastor and his wife back with us all the way from Israel. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord Jesus, we do count it a great privilege in this land of freedom, this perhaps rapidly being taken away from us, the freedom we enjoy. But Father, we so thank you that we can still come to church and worship you according to the dictates of our heart, to worship you truly in spirit and in truth. We're thankful, Lord, that we have an understanding of the place that you have chosen to place your name. No other place but where the word's made manifest for the hour. We're happy to be a part of it. We had nothing to do with it. You chose us before the foundation of the world, but we're so exceedingly thankful. Now, Lord, as we come before you, I hold these requests in my hand. They've been mentioned. They've been read. Many of them serious. Some of them not so serious, but all worthy and needy requests. And we pray that you'd undertake in behalf of each one of them. And Lord, as we ask you to anoint our brother when he comes out to speak the word of God, let the unction of the Holy Spirit just so permeate his voice that he'll speak those things that maybe he haven't even premeditated, but you'd have us to know. May we pull on the gift of God to be able to receive what we individually have need of tonight. We're all needy people, Lord, and we need faith muscles to fight the enemy as it gets closer and closer to that day of rapture. Grant these things in each one. Lord, perhaps we all have unsaved loved ones outside the ark of safety. We're praying and we just hold them up in prayer. And I was reading the quote this afternoon. afternoon, the prophet of God talked about your children that are outside the ark of safety. Commit them to God. If we take our hands off of them, off of it, and just commit it to God, He can work. But if we try to do it, then God just waits on us. We just mess it up. But Lord, when we pray, we've done all we've done. We've trained them upright. Then we just commit it to You. That's all that we can do. But we do believe, and we believe that You'll bring them in. Dear God, grant these things tonight. Bless the songs, the exhortation, the preaching of the word. And Lord, truly after service is over, we can say it's been good to be in the house of God. Meet the need of every person tonight, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You can be seated tonight. Let's just sing this song together. Fill my way every day with love. F again.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heaven dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Side of my Savior and God, let me never in darkness roll. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with Your love. The song and the smile. Feel my way every day with love. Soon this race will be o'er and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Feel my way.
Certainly my desire. If the brothers would like to come lift the offering for us tonight, I just got a couple announcements. Household shower for Hadessa Vaughn and Derek Mills will be tomorrow at 5:30 in the fellowship hall. Men and women are welcome, so let's remember that. And then also, there's a note, if you're planning on attending Caitlin and Seth's reception and haven't RSVP'd yet, please sign the sheet in the library. Brother Michael said he's trying to figure out how much Kool-Aid and bologna he needs to buy, so let's help him out with that. Let's sing Master of the Wind. I've wore this song out, I realize that, but it's been a little while. I put a little gap in time. It's just a great song. The lyrics of this song, we've all had times when we were just uncertain about the direction of the wind, what it was doing with our lives and with the people that we care about. But we have a piece of knowing that it seems out of control and it seems chaos, but we know the master of the wind. He'll put it right in the direction He wants it to go. Let's sing that and see.
Well, my boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of sometimes I soar like an eagle through the sky. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the high. It may bring me low, it'll never bring me down. Do you know him tonight? I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the rain shine again. I know the master of the wind. Let's sing that chorus again.
I think Sister Lisa has a song for us tonight. And then Brother Joel Brown's going to sing for us when she gets finished. So appreciate our singers tonight.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for Him. Though often I failed Him and brought Him shame,
To an atmosphere tonight. It's already been created. It's already been predestinated. You may come to church thinking, well, I don't know what to do. Just step into the atmosphere. Get caught up. We sing that song, I'm going to get caught up when the roll is, you know, I'm going to get carried away when I get carried. Let's get carried away before all that happens. Will that be all right? I've often thought that's just a funny song to me as I think I'm caught up in it now. I'm not going to wait till something happens. I'm going to step into what's already happening. Amen. How many worshipers do we have tonight? Are y'all truly worshipers? Truly worshipers. That means you don't care about who's around you and what that leading will have you to do. Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? And who do I turn to when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know God is able. I go to the rock. Let's sing that again. Where do I go? Come on, y'all. When there's nobody else to turn to. And who do I turn to when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know God is able. I go to the rock. I
worshipers. Mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, all Christ is solid, solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go. Do I hide?
Amen.
Do the storms have all passed over? And who do I turn to when the winds of sorrows threaten? Now is there a refuge in my time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I just go to the rock. Is that what you do? I go to the rock. I go to the stone that this old world has rejected. Oh, the earth all around me is sinking sand. All Christ is solid, solid rock I stand. Shelter when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Sing it with me again. I go to the rock. I go to the rock. Yeah. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. The earth all around me, sinking sand. All Christ is solid. Solid rock I stand. When I need a friend, I go to the rock. Listen, listen. Where do I go till the storms have all passed over? And who do I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a time of tribulation, when my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, one more time. Come on, worshipers.
Now what I want you to do when we sing this again, I want you to sing it to your neighbor, because they may not understand what you're singing about. So just give them a little nudge. I go to the rock. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to them. That's where my strength is. Solid rock, I said. When I need a shelter, one more time. When I go, now sing it to yourself. Oh, I go to the rock. I go to the rock. Go to the stone that the building. I'll take it. They'll reject it. I'll take it. And the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ is solid, solid rock I stand.
the Lord. So glad we've got a rock tonight. Amen. God bless you. Glad to be back home. Trust you all are doing well by the grace of God. We stood the other day in Jerusalem and saw the remains of part of the wall that Herod had built, the foundation of the temple. Those stones, some of them 30 to 35 feet long, weighed over 500 tons each apiece. They probably, when they built it, they probably thought it would stand forever. But it was buried under about 40 feet of dirt and all kinds of rocks and gravel and lay there till around 2012. Nobody even knew it was there. And yet, they built the arch, and whenever they built it, it's called Robinson's Arch, big, gigantic stones. And whenever they tore it down, and the pavement beneath it, it caved and broke the pavement everywhere, probably thinking, this will live for 1,000 generations. But Jesus said, not one stone will be left upon the other. Many people have put their trust in this man and that man, this preacher and that preacher, and this church and that church. Where are they tonight? Along the wayside. So our foundation certainly needs to be sure. Oh, Brother Donnie, it's feelings. Feelings good, but you need to have more than feelings. I appreciate feelings, don't you? I want to be able to stand on something that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt will keep me through hard times, difficult times, trying times. Amen. God bless you, brother. Brother Chisholm is going to come and speak for us tonight. I'm so glad to have our brother with us tonight. And in the morning, we just come expecting the Lord to speak to us. And if I yawn a little bit, you pardon me, because my body clock is about 7 hours ahead of this time. So it's about 2:30 in the morning. So I'll do my best not to be a sleeping virgin tonight. But if I do go to sleep, I've got way more excuse than any of you all have. So, amen. So we just open our hearts tonight and see what the Lord will speak to us. We'll be sharing some things with you. Made lots of pictures and lots of videos. Had a really nice trip in Israel and had a really wonderful time. Brother George Martin from Johannesburg, South Africa, was one kind of doing the guiding. And this was his 45th time. So needless to say, he had a lot to say. So really, really enjoyed it. So I'd appreciate you praying for us. Let's sing together right now, Amazing Grace, Brother Larry, if you would. We so appreciate the grace of God, don't we? We went to a place the other day, a museum there of a glass artist, and it was an older Jewish lady that took us through. And the last thing that they showed us was something that the man had made in remembrance of the Holocaust. And the lady said, never forget or never forgive. And I thought, wow. So I told Brother George Martin, remember what Brother Bim said in the fifth seal? That under the altar they were saying, oh Lord, how long, holy and true, dost thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? So this is a saying among them. I asked the guide. He said, yes, it's a saying among us. We will never forget, nor will we forgive. And I thought, well, I know some folks in the message it's that way. Both of them need the Holy Ghost. That's right. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the grace of God? Let's sing together. We'll invite our brother to come and speak for us tonight. Let's just pull on the gift of God. Whatever your need is from the Lord, we believe the Lord Jesus is mindful of us. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Sing it to him now. That saved. Oh, yes, Lord.
Now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Won't you say praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Just be seated one moment. Amen. Maybe you could just down a little bit and realize, amen. It's so good to be here in the presence of the Lord, and wasn't looking for Brother Donnie to be here. Amen. But kind of surprising. Amen. So it's good to be here again. Always a pleasure to be here. This time I brought my wife, my three daughters, my daughter-in-law, my son, and my three grands. Amen. So, amen. Amen. Want to try a song, amen, in the key of E flat. Amen. Until then, amen. How many homesick? Oh, my. I'm homesick. I'm ready to go home, Brother Joe. I'm really ready to go home. It's so plain to see time's getting shorter. Anyone can tell this world cannot stand for the things God created in their beauty. Oh, it will soon be destroyed by mortal man. But until then, I'll lead. Amen. Let's try something else. Amen. Amen. It'd be hard to say if you don't know it. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. I thought sure you probably knew that, but it's good in high. Amen. How many of you truly love him this morning? Amen. We just try another song. Amen. All is well. Amen. Let's just try and sing that. Just pick me a key and we'll follow along. Is all well tonight? Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, all is well. All is well. All is well. We have heard shalom, for all is well. Stand, help me sing it. All is well. Oh, all is well. We have heard a message. Shalom, my bride. It's well. Just beyond inner veil, so rest, little bride, rest. Oh, all is well. Can we just say one more time? All is well. All is well tonight. I'm claiming my deliverance. Oh, we have. All is well, for there is, oh, beyond, so rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. All is well tonight. We just appreciate, amen, that song. Amen. We go right into the word of the Lord. While you're standing, amen, we know it's Saturday night. Amen. I don't intend to hold you long tonight. Amen. We're just going to put what the Lord put on our hearts, and I just pray it'll be a blessing to you tonight. Amen. We are living in a trying time. Amen. Amen. If you will, we just turn in our Bibles to Revelation the third chapter. We know that the prophet said there's two books that Satan hates. Amen. And That's Genesis and that's Revelation. Genesis shows the beginning. Revelation shows the end of that old devil. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. God has given us a revelation in this hour. We are, amen. We are, amen. Let's thank the Lord tonight. Revelation, the third chapter, we have three scripture from Revelation 3, Hebrews 6, and Hebrews 11. We let you be seated. Amen. Revelation 3 and verse 10. And it reads, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I, personal pronoun, also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwelleth upon the earth. Amen. Amen. Now let's turn to Hebrews, the sixth chapter. How many of you believe that tonight? Amen. Yes. Amen. But we have a promise. Amen. Hebrews, the sixth chapter and verse 13. Paul writes here, for when God made a promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. I love that so well because God, amen, he's so great in all wisdom, he swore by himself. Amen, and that's good. Saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he attained. Did I say that right? So after he has patiently endured, that's right. After he has patiently endured, he attained the promise. That's right. One more scripture and we let you be seated. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Just pray for us. Amen. Sometimes we wonder how we got up here. Amen. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 17. And it reads, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son. Amen. Let us just bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for the reading of your word. Father, will you take these dry lips of clay? Father, just so nervous, Lord. And Father, we need you tonight. And we ask you, God, just anoint me, Father. Just get out of the way, Father. Lord, the people, Lord, have many needs, Lord. They come different way, Lord. Different trials, even today, this week, Lord. Trials that are so devastating, Lord. They just don't know what to do. So, Father, we just pray, Lord, that we'll have some word of consolation, Lord, that would encourage your people to let us realize that you are there all the time. Lord, anoint their ears, Lord, and just anoint this place. And we thank you, oh God, for Brother Donnie, Lord, just giving us this opportunity, Lord, just to spend with you, the people of God tonight, Lord. We just pray, oh God, that you have full preeminence in our midst. Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you'll do a mighty work. In Jesus' name. Church, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Bless the Lord. You love him tonight. Amen. I just want to speak tonight. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead and get ahead of the devil. Amen. We're just going to take this off. And I ain't going to give myself time to think. I'm going to just move right quick. So, amen. You say amen, we'll preach. Amen. You amen fast, and we'll preach fast. Amen. And we'll be going home. But I just want to share tonight, amen, the hour of temptation. Amen. You know, Jesus, when he, the Son of God through the church ages, amen, we know how he spoke, amen, to, I think, the Philadelphian age, the last age. He's talking about an open door. Amen. And he also talking about he that overcometh would I grant to sit with me. He's talking about the stones in the temple and all this. Amen. But it also there's a relapse in that. And also it's for that Gentile bride, which is us tonight. And he that overcometh would I grant to sit with me with me in my temple. Amen. But we talk about the hour of temptation. And when I look at the Bible, when I look at the Word of God, sometimes you look and said, I wonder when that temptation is going to get here. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, it is here now. The temptation is here now. And I think the temptation is to get you to deny the very present day truth. Amen. Deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. To deny your salvation. To deny your testimony. Amen. So I thank God tonight. Amen. That God has people in this hour. Amen. That's overcomers. Amen. And the prophet of God, he talked about, if I could just slow down a moment, he talked about the promise. And one thing I love about the word of the Lord, and the Bible said that God is not a man. I think it was Balaam that told Balak, said, look here, man, I'm just paraphrasing. Look, God is not a man that he shall lie. And I'm happy about that tonight. I can rest on that tonight, knowing that my God cannot lie. My God, if he made a promise, he's going to keep that promise. If he say I'm saved, I'm saved. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care how far I fall. If he say I'm saved, I'm saved. See, first of all, we have no business listening to the devil. Can I say something? If the devil would get up here and preach this message, I wouldn't say amen to him. Because somewhere in there, he's going to twist it. There's no truth in him. I know that sounds a little, but it's all right anyhow. And what I'm trying to tell you, Satan is a liar. Anytime Satan said, I am, I said, you're a liar. I'm not. Anytime he said, I can, I said, you're a liar. I can. I could do all things through Christ that strengthened me. But I thank God for his promise tonight. Peter said one time that God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he long suffering to us while not willing that any should perish. Oh, praise God. That's a promise. God promised me, amen, if I walk upright, if I stay with this message, that I'll be in the rapture. If that's right. God made a promise to me, amen, that I'll be an overcomer. How many of you know you're overcoming tonight? Because greater is he that is in you tonight than he that is in the world. Will y'all help me get out of the way? Amen. You see, the great one is here tonight. You ought to realize that God has made a promise to you tonight. I'm happy about it. Amen. Titus said in Titus 1 and verse 2, he said, any hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began. A God that can't lie. Now, you know, there's men, we make mistake and we make promises. I made a lot of promise to my wife. But God know my heart. But one thing about God, if God make a promise, it's impossible for God to change his word. And that's right. If God made a promise, if I stay with his word, then he'll help me to overcome. He promised me that he'll be a shield and a protector in a time of storm. He promised me those things. So I can look in his word. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard. Could somebody say amen? God made a promise to me. God made a promise. And we look at how when God made a promise, we look at tests and trial, how that Peter said that the trials of your faith is much more precious than that of gold when it's tried in the fire. Somebody say amen. You know, God sometime in order to have his character, it take pressure. A lot of times we want to go in the rapture, but we don't want no pressure. We want to tell God how to test us. But let me tell you what. If you are a child of God, you're going to go through some devastating trial. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. But you just say, I look unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord tonight. Amen. God promised me he'll keep me in the hour of temptation. I was just telling Brother Donnie, I was riding to work, I think it was last week, and amen, asleep, amen, carpooling, and the Lord spoke to me. How many of you ever had the Lord still speak to you? No, folks laugh at you now when you say God talked to you. You know, I say I'm his son. That's why he talked to me. I don't know why he don't talk to you, but my father talks to me. So I was laying there, oh, praise God. Oh, he talked to me. But my father spoke to me and said, the hour of temptation. But Amos, a lot of time when you say, and the Lord spoke to me and said, pray that you enter not into temptation. You know, a lot of time, I thought to myself, Brother Donnie, I said, you know, the prophet of God said, there's three things a minister has to be watchful of. Huh? It's money, women's, and popularity. Somebody say amen. So I got to thinking, you know, then I told my wife about it, and I don't know what she think, amen, when I told her what God said. But most time people say, well, all that preacher's gone. But let me tell you, there's a lot of things that could be a temptation. It just ain't money. It just ain't women's. It just ain't popularity. Are you hearing me? But pray that you enter not into the hour of temptation. Oh, my. We're living in a cold, dark age. We're living in an age of trying time. We're living in an age of a coldness of Laodicea. Somebody said, Brother Chisholm, we're not in the Laodicea. We're in the bride age. Well, that's all right. Your soul might be in eternity, but that flesh is still down here in Laodicea. That flesh is going through temptation. That flesh is handling every devil trick of the devil. But I thank God because there's a God, if I stay true to him, that he'll keep me. Brother Joy, when I went home, after the Lord spoke to me, I said, Lord, I realize that I'm in an hour now. Ain't nobody can help me. It's always been that way. You know, you try to run to some great man. He need help too. Are you hearing me? You call the bishop. The bishop need help. So who do you turn to? And I told my wife, I said, honey, what I'm going to do now. Not somebody said, Brother Chisholm, you should have been doing that. But I think the hour and the time now, you got to build yourself a prayer closet. You got to shut everything off from you, and you got to find yourself having a relationship with God. Are you hearing me? You got to know him in the power of his resurrection. You got to know him in the fellowshipping of his suffering. It's more than just going to church. Are you hearing me? The devil could go to church. And more than paying tithe, the devil could pay tithe. But Lord, let me live the life of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me be an overcomer. Pray that I enter not into temptation. And I found out if I could build a strong prayer tower, anything that the enemy throw, God will raise up a standard. Somebody say amen. God will lift up a standard because God made a promise. Oh my, I thank God that we are living in that hour where tests and trials, some of the greatest battle that's ever been fought in humanity, is in where? It's in the human mind. Somebody say amen. But I got a solution tonight. The word of God cannot lie. I think of what the prophet Isaiah said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. I'm going to say, I call you that is untrue. If you said, I can't walk where? I can't walk around having a peace of mind. Let me tell you what, if you put your mind on God, you'll have a peace of mind.
Children of God are overcomers. I don't care what battle comes. We are overcomers. We are the children of God. Somebody say amen. God made a promise. Amen. Amen. You got to have faith in God. You got to have faith in your prayer. You got to get to a place. Brother Don, I think I heard you say it's more than church. I'm serious. It's getting to a place. You got to know God. You, as much as I love Brother Donnie, I met Brother Donnie some years ago, and I always thought he was a man. And when he walked in the back, I just got real nervous. How can I be back here with this great man come in here? But Lord began to tell me, say, look, Donnie can't be you, and you can't be Brother Donnie. So try to be who you are. Are you hearing me? So that's what I'm going to be tonight. I'm going to be little brother children tonight. But I want to tell you, God is telling me you're going to have to get you a prayer closet. You're going to have to get dedicated. But Don, this keep coming off. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope everything all right. Is that okay in the back right there, brother? Praise God Almighty. Amen. You got to get to a place where you got to get you a prayer closet. You got to get to a place. You can't wait on nobody. Hello, everybody. You can't wait on your pastor. You can't wait on your wife. You got to get you a prayer closet. Lord, search my heart. We're getting ready to leave here. Brother Brown said it'll be the shortest age. Where are we? The coldness like never before. The spirit of Laodicea is so strong. But God made a promise. God made a promise to me. And let me tell you, Church of the Living God, there's something in the inside that's keep me going on. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I'm just getting started. I don't care what the devil throws. God is more than able. God is the one that's keeping me. But God made a promise. And when God made that promise to Abraham, Abraham had to have patience. I think in the Bible, when God first spoke to Abraham, I think when he called Abraham from out of the Chaldean country, that's right? And how they were worshiping statues and things of that nature. But out of millions of people, Abraham heard the voice of God. I want to ask you tonight, are you hearing God's voice? And I want to tell you, his voice is his word. But when God called Abraham, he wanted Abraham to separate from everything. And you know, a lot of time I know a young lady in the church some years ago, the pastor prayed for her and told her she had to let go the things of the world. And she looked my pastor in the face. She said, Brother Fred, it's hard for me to die when everybody else is living. And I'm afraid that's what's happening. You got to cut everything off. It's got to be you and you alone. But when God called Abraham, Abraham come out, and you know, Abraham brought Lot. Amen. And a lot of us bringing Lot. Are you hearing me? It might don't be your nephew, or it might don't be your auntie. You might be, God might be telling you, look, I can't deal with you having that television in your house. Are you hearing me? I know that's old timey preacher, but let me tell you what, it's destroying a lot of homes. You said not the only television, but that internet. Are you hearing me? You said, brother, children, you preaching on everything. Everything that's not like God. Somebody say amen. Brother Donnie, you know, folks get upset when I tell the testimony how God told me to get rid of my television. Amen. 35 years ago. So get rid of the television, I give you something better. And when I went to school, they used to laugh at me. And they said, you mean to say your children don't have television? And Brother Donnie, at first I was kind of a little ashamed, you know. They get to talking about television. That devil said, I got nervous and I got out of their company. I didn't want them to ask me that I saw that program. I didn't want them to ask me that I believe in Santa Claus. But God made a promise to me if I stay with his word that he'll protect me. So it seems like every time I get into company, somebody asks me and say, Reb, did you saw that on television? And I say, man, I tell you what, that was something, wasn't it? And they wait for me to talk about it. Then somebody spoke out and said, oh, he don't have a television. And oh, my God. And it just went around the job. Reb don't have a television. And I was a mockery. That was 35 years ago. But you know what? Today, I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Brother Brandon said, God told him to shoot his eye with a television, with a shotgun. Brother Donnie, I know there's a quote. Brother Brandon said television could be a good thing. It just shows what's in you. Hello, everybody. But the prophet of God said I'd never be one in my home. But let me tell you what, church of living God, before I got that old television, we always pray all the time. Are you hearing me, Brother Donnie? We pray all the time. Can I just go back a little bit? I'm trying to loose up. Y'all help me out here. When I used to come on, Brother Amos, we didn't have old television. We got rid of the television way back in the day when the Dallas Cowboys and Doss said and Tony Doss said and we know nothing about Michael Jordan and all that stuff. We got rid of that one-hour monster. We were gathered around the bed. I ain't know nothing about the internet. I didn't know there was a prophet that walked on American soil. Are you hearing me? But I came home one Saturday afternoon. Come from a meeting, wasn't even a preacher. But the preacher, they was talking about how television had, I don't know why I'm here tonight, Brother Donnie. I'm just preaching. Can I preach? I want to tell you, I heard the voice. Abraham heard the voice. And we was at a minister meeting. I wasn't a preacher then. And on the way home, Brother Joy, I pulled up in my yard. The voice spoke to me and said, get rid of your television and I'll give you something better. Brother, I had two of those things. Two, not one. But I had two of those things. And you know what I did? I went right in the kitchen. I had a 22-inch in the kitchen. Make sure I see all them devils. Are you hearing me? I picked that 22-inch up and put it right in the closet. I didn't say, what was that? It got rid of it. Then I went down in the bedroom. Are you hearing me? Well, I used to love. See, the television was, I didn't like soap opera because soap opera was for nosy people, I thought. Huh? So I got rid of that. I got rid of my 16-inch. And I went to work the next day. But you know what? I didn't go back in the closet from that day until this day. I have no desire. But if I could keep coming, somebody say, Brother Chisholm, you got rid of your television. What do you got better? When I got rid of my television on a Saturday afternoon between 7 and 9, went to bed without my television. I know sometimes the Lord speaks to you. The reason you don't know the message, the reason you study, because you got to have that television. That's what we call it in South Carolina. Yes, sir. Lord said you need to cut that thing off. But I love my TV. God said you got to get rid of that. So do you know what? When I got rid of my television on a Saturday afternoon, God made a promise to me. He said, I'll give you something better. And then I drove up to church on a Sunday morning. Oh, my, there's something about Sunday morning. When I pulled up in the churchyard, my eyes began to lock on a young lady standing on the outside of the car. And that young lady tonight is my beautiful wife. I don't have to watch a television. I can just watch my wife. Somebody say, man, isn't that better than a television? Then think about Brother Joy. If I got rid of television and God gave me a precious wife, not only that, God gave me a wife that bleeds this message just like I do. See, I got enough to praise God. I ain't got to worry about I'm coming home. God made a promise to me. I ain't got to worry about I'm coming home and my wife, I got my boys got a rat tail back there. I don't have to worry about coming home and my wife done put an ear bob in my baby's ears. She believes the same message. She believes the Bible just like I do. Hello, everybody. Brother Donnie, that's a blessing when you got a wife that's walking by your side. Somebody say amen. Sometimes I get a hotel message book and sometimes I wake up the next morning, Brother Jim, I don't know where my book at. My wife got my book because she tried to walk everything I want. But I thank God for a wife. He that findeth the wife findeth a good thing. Somebody say amen. God made a promise to me. God made a promise to me. Oh my, praise God. God telling me, if you just stay with this message will stay with you. Somebody say amen. Amen. There won't be nothing able to stop you. Amen. This message is just not books and tapes. Amen. A bunch of quotes. This message is you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Oh my, ain't God good? God made a promise to Abraham. Say, Abraham, you got to come out. See, Abraham wanted to bring Lot. See, but Lot was his hindrance. Hello, everybody. Lot was his hindrance. Maybe that's your hindrance. Maybe this is your hindrance. You got to let it go. Somebody say amen. Maybe it's complex. You got to let it go. You just hate to let go what that sister did to you. You got to let that go. In order to go to the next level, you got to let it go. Because God made a promise, and I thank God for his promise tonight. And God ain't slight concerning his promise, Brother Donnie. God made a promise that he'll take me into the rapture, and I believe every bit of it. How many of you believe that tonight? How many of you know that you're a child of God? Say amen. Amen. How many of you know that you're overcomers? Amen. How many know that you're already sealed in and the devil is sealed out? How many know that he can't come in and you sure can't go out? Amen. Oh, somebody say amen. God made a promise. But see, I don't worry about, but Donnie, I'm just following him now. I don't worry about what people say. I stay on God's word. I remember Brother Donnie, I'm just following him. When I first got married, somebody prophesied and said, give that boy 6 months. Him and that girl will be separated. That old girl from down from the country and that old country boy, they'll never stay together. But they are so bad on their math. Not only 6 months, it's been 35 years. Are you hearing me? And I thank God for that because God will give you the desires of your heart. Somebody say amen. God will give you a wife that loves the same thing that you love. Oh, praise God. And I love this message with all my heart. God not slack. Oh my, that's why I be faithful to him. But Abraham brought Lot out. But God get to a place, Abraham, you got to separate from Lot. I'm holding too much time here. Let this be the story of when Abraham, how God promised Abraham in the book of Genesis. He began to tell Abraham, Abraham, according to the time of life, amen, your wife Sarah, both of them was well stricken in age. And the three men walked up and they both says, where's your wife Sarah? It's in the tent. And one of them said, Sarah shall have a son. Well, you know, before that, amen, Abraham laughed it. Abraham didn't believe that could happen. Oh, praise God. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, how long it's going to be? Don't you worry, Church of the Living God. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. Amen. You know, sometime in your marriage, sometimes you feel like, Lord, I'm on the edge. But let me tell you what, if the wind blows, don't be shaken by no means. Are you hearing me? If God put you together, there ain't no devil. Are you hearing me? There ain't no devil that can separate you. But what you got to do, you got to build your prayer closet. You got to get to a place. You got to stand on God's promised word. How many love him tonight? But Abraham, according to the time of life, your wife Sarah shall have a son. Joseph, I can imagine that someone said, Abraham, you sure it's going to be Sarah? You sure God wasn't talking about Ishmael? No, God didn't say Ishmael. He said, Sarah shall have you a son. If God make a promise, God will hold to his promise. But when God made that promise to Abraham, Abraham began to move on the faith of God's word. He kept the promise. He stayed on God's promise word. And God said, I will keep thee in the hour of temptation. Those that keep the words of my patience. My patience. Not his patience, but the patience. God's patience. You remember last time I was here, I spoke on the stature of a perfect man. I'm talking about God's patience. Bible patience. Lord, give me patience to wait on you. And your patience possesses your soul. God takes us through trial to see how could you handle it. Somebody say amen. You say, Brother Chisholm, I know I'm here. But God allowed a test just to come your way and see where you stand. But I thank God tonight. I thank God for Father Abraham. Stand on the promise of God. I can imagine Abraham might have gone around and said, my wife and I and Sarah, she's going to have us a son. Can you imagine folks laugh at Abraham? Can you imagine the people, amen, heard that we said we believe a message of the hour. We believe that there's going to be a rapture and some of the people is falling away. I told you, I was speaking to Brother Donnie, never in the history since I've been in this message, I never seen people that fall away from this great message of the hour. You know what, Church of Living God? I found out if it ain't for you, it's just not for you. You cannot impersonate this. Amen. You got to have God, amen, to give you strength in this hour. Brother Donnie, I don't know when, but if it take another 5 years, I'll be that much stronger in the Lord. Are you with me tonight? I believe that with all my heart. Amen. If he don't come this year, I'm definitely looking for him next year because God made a promise. Just at the end time, when things are cooling off, let me tell you, Church of the Living God, he's soon to come then catch a bride away. I'm standing on the promises of God. How many of you standing on the promises of God tonight? I'm claiming my healing tonight. He said, with this stripe, I am healing. Brother Chisholm, the doctor said, I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the machine said. My God said, he's a healer. Somebody say amen. I was at Brother Tim Hughes a couple weeks ago, and I got to preaching, and a brother was pulling so hard, I didn't recognize he had a lot of pain in his hand. And after service, he was getting ready to go to the doctor. And as I was preaching, I looked at him, I said, brother, God healed you. And instantly, his hand stopped hurting. Let me tell you what, the same God is here tonight. God don't have to wait to be the Brother Tim. God is here in the hills of Tennessee. God made a promise. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care if you got high blood. I don't care if you got low blood. I don't care if you don't have hardly no blood at all. My God is a healer. Age has nothing to do with it. God is still God. Hello, everybody. I believe that tonight. Somebody on the job told me, said, Brother Chisholm, I'm almost 58 years old, and I could get around a lot better than some of the guys 17 years old. Because I believe if I feel young, then I act young sometimes. Are you hearing me? I keep on going. Sometimes I believe my wife thinks I'm still in my teens. Amen, because there's a fight inside of me. Somebody say amen. Amen. I got attacked this week, amen, by a stomach virus. Oh, it had me sluggish on the job. I come home, I call my wife. I said, honey, meet me on the outside because I can't hardly make it. When I got home, Brother Amos, I got into bed. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to come to Happy Valley. I don't know how I'm going to preach in this condition. I said, Lord, I want to fail the people, but right now I can't make it. But there's something in the inside. Say, God is a healer. And I accept it, and I claim God's word, and now I'm here tonight. Let me tell you, church, the God that we serve, they went in the grave 50 years ago. The God that we serve is still alive. God made a promise to me. God promised me that he'll keep me in the hour of temptation. God will keep me from the false doctrine. And I thank God he'll keep my word, keep my eyes on the promise for this day. And that's why I believe that I am more than able. How many of you believe that you're more than able? How many of you believe that you could speak to your doubt and your doubt has to go away? Can I just tell you another testimony? My God is able. I need to tell you, church, the devil would love to destroy you, but God, you can't leave, amen, until it's your time. I remember back in 2004, Brother Donnie, I remember 2004, I was doing bridge work, and I was on the bridge that particular day, just preached out of church in Columbia, South Carolina, and I was singing a song, I was standing on the mountain, y'all know the song, the eagle song, and that particular day, I felt the presence of the Lord, just came and engulfed me. Oh my God, have you ever been there before? But I had no idea that Satan just sent his little demons. They were ready to push me off on the side of the bridge. I had no idea. But I was down in the hole. But I got up on the top of the bridge. Yeah. Go ahead. Brother Terry, when I got on top of the bridge, I wasn't tied off, but because we didn't have to tie off. And I got around the edge of the, amen, to a big open hole. And I asked my boss, I said, do you want me to go ahead and cover up this hole? He said, go ahead and cover it up. And soon as I put my foot on the object and got ready to screw it down, I went right through the hole. But my God is still God. I don't have to tell you all this story. I'm still here, am I? But to tell you, I couldn't see. But when I reached over the hole, Satan told his demon, push him. And they whoosh. And I went through that hole. I'm right-handed with all my tools on. And I flip over in the air. And next I know, I stopped in midair. With all of my tools. And let me tell you, church, I looked around. I saw my drop car was swinging. Cars passing up under me. Brother Donnie, I was waiting to feel the impact of those cars. I was waiting to feel death. I said, my, I'm a dead man. But God said, I made a promise. Boy, I got to work for you. Sometimes you think the devil got you. But let me tell you what, you might as well tell that devil, take your hands off of me. God made a promise. You can't take my home. You can't take my marriage. Take your hands off of it. Brother Terry, I fell through the hole. There was no hole. There was nothing to towel. And I just tore me in midair. And all of a sudden, I come through. And I said, what happened? I said, Lord, what happened? Brother Don, I looked down. I saw my cars pass up on me. I said, Lord, what happened? I said, Lord. And I heard the guys up top said, Rev, you okay, Rev? I said, what happened? And something said, look up. They're going to think I'm crazy, Brother Donnie. Something said, look up. Brother Don, when I look up, my hand, what you call this, a pellicle bone? Wrist. Well, really, I thought it was another word called for the bone. Well, praise God. My hand was locked on a sharp metal. Just stop. And let me tell you, my feet wasn't swinging all over the place. It's just like I was standing in midair. Don't tell me he ain't Jehovah Jireh. Don't tell me he ain't Jehovah Diskanu. He's still God Shammah. He's still present. God made a promise. Brother Donnie, in midair. I'm saying, Lord, what happened? And I look, I said, oh my God. I said, Lord, this was you, Lord. And the God said, Rev, are you okay? And I'm down there having a revival. I said, Lord, it was you, Lord. He said, Rev, you okay? I said, I ain't got time. But Lord, it was you, Lord. Somebody say amen. I thank God he's an overcomer. I thank God that God is mine for me. When I didn't know the snare of the devil, when the devil had a trap that morning, he was going to kill me, mama. But let me tell you what, he couldn't touch me because God knew I was going to die 2004. I was going to be here 2018 preaching that God. You don't have to worry about the devil. If the devil send you something in the mailbox, send it back to the post office. Send it back the way it come from. You don't have to accept nothing the devil say. God is a healer. Let me tell you what, Brother Joy. I took my other arm, and brother, I pulled myself all the way to the top. And I got up, and the guy said, Reb, you are lucky. I said to myself, that ain't luck. That's grace. That's grace. That's the grace of God, the love of God. Who won't serve a God like that? Let me tell you what, he's the almighty God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. God made a promise to me that he'll keep me in the hour of temptation. Can he do it, church? These mind battles, can he bring a peace over you? Sometimes you're bad in your mind, Brother Donnie. You know how it was a few years ago. Looked like all hell was breaking against you. But God is a comforter. God is a shielder. God is a buckler. I will tell you some things, but y'all think I'm crazy.
Preach on, brother.
I had to make sure I'm preaching to all believers in here. Because sometimes you'll say, somebody said, that boy lost his mind. Let me tell you what, I absolutely true. I lost my mind. I've got the mind of Christ. And I believe God's promised word. I told my son, I can't preach like this man. I can't preach like that man. I have to preach like your daddy. God told him to preach. So you had to accept me like I am. God made a promise. Brother Donnie, can I just tell something else? God is a keeper. I just want to encourage you tonight. Let me tell you what. That devil tried his best to destroy me. When I was about 9 years old, oh my, didn't know. Mama kept me in church. But somehow, I wanted to play ball with my brother. They'd go out and do other things. Mama said no. And mama had me on drugs. Real bad. I didn't ever tell you that, Brother Donnie. Yeah, she drugged me to church. But Donnie said, oh my, but children, you can't come back no more. But he used to tell you, Mama used to keep me in church. Praise God, Mama kept me in church. But I remember this particular time. God, I remember Brother Donnie. I got on the back of an old pickup truck where the deacon, he was, this deacon, he'll drank a little bit and he'll praise the Lord up on the unfloor. You know, some people, before they feel good, they got to get a little sip of the bottle. Oh, I thank God I don't have to do that. I wait on him tonight, amen. I wait on him. I don't have to drink a 5-hour energy to stay awake in the church, amen. God is omnipresent. Praise God. Praise God. And I remember sitting on the back of that old truck, amen, with the deacon and his wife and his church, and me and the guys were sitting on the back of an old pickup truck, riding on the back of the truck. That's back, I was about 8, 9 years old. And riding on the back of that truck, amen, riding on the back of that truck, praise God, all of a sudden I start feeling goosebumps. And I look at my friend, I said, I think his name was Larry Feely. I said, I don't know, something's getting ready to happen. He said, what do you mean? I said, I don't know, something's getting ready to happen. He said, what do you mean? I don't know. I feel all nervous, something's getting ready to happen. And I took my head, Brother Jim, and I put it down in my lap. And God knows, be my witness, it was like I turned on a television. And when I looked down there, Brother Donnie, y'all might be thinking I'm crazy. Go ahead. That's all right, anyhow. If I'm talking to believers, it was like I cut on a television. And when I looked, I saw Saul's riding on the back of a truck. down there. Saw all of us. Saw the things that I passed by. Saw the cars pass by. And all of a sudden, I looked down the road. I saw this object coming. All that was down there. I saw this object coming. And it got closer. And it got closer. And you could see the houses and everything. Then all of a sudden, I held my head up. It's like I turned it off. And I said, we're going to get an accident. And I couldn't say nothing else. And all of a sudden, I'm just looking around. And I can see all the things that I just saw down there. Ain't nothing great about that. Amen. I want to live the life. That'll fail you. But Lord, let me live the life. Amen. Let me live the life. I get over here and tell you all the campaign, how I've been, this and that. Let me live the life. But Brother Donnie, it was like I turned off a television set. And all of a sudden, I saw there, Shekinah. I saw there. Then all of a sudden, when I look, there come an object coming down the road. And it got closer and closer. And there's not a thing that I could do. I couldn't get out of it, Brother Terry, if I wanted to. I saw it coming. Nothing I could do. And all of a sudden, when this car got up closer, when it got up closer, amen, we made a turn. And it began to go around. And when it hit the automobile, about five of us just threw us up in the air. And brother, we tumbled 18 wheelers. We slid up on the 18 wheeler, bricks and bottles and cars, ski mud, and I fell on my stomach. I don't know how long I slid on my stomach. But I got up. I didn't know what death was. And I ran around the house. I asked a friend, is I'm dead? He said, no. I said, I didn't know. But not a swinge on my body was hurt. All right. God is still God. God wants you to tell you tonight, he's still God. He still is a healer. He's still a deliverer. I'm coming on down. I'm just following him tonight. I remember his Brother Donnie. It's something about being in the presence of God. It's something about, amen, my wife and I, one time, we was in the house. My kids was in the house playing. Joseph and the rest of the boys. We had one daughter at that time. They was all playing in the bedroom. And all of a sudden, a little incident happened. The bed fell on my oldest daughter. And Brother Donnie, I was just reading in my Bible when Jesus said, when that hour, think not what to say or do, for I'll be with you. And that's what he said, and I'll be in you. But Brother Donnie, when I rushed down the hallway, my boys met me down the hallway, and they left out the room. And I said, where's La Gloria? Instead, she trapped up under the bed. When I got in the room, my daughter comes out and blood running down her face. And I looked at my daughter at that time, my only daughter. I could think about Abraham when he offered up Isaac. Oh, my God, it's time for God to move. Hallelujah. My only daughter, blood running down her face. And I said, La Gloria. The only thing I thought about Uriah's daughter, he had to run unbelievers out of the room. Right. And the only thing I thought about the scripture, and I told my kids, I said, y'all stay out if you don't believe. I said, look, Gloria, do you believe that God is a healer? Only thing she said, yes, yes. I said, you believe his daddy prayed for you? God will heal you. She said, yes, yes. And so that made two of us in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. God made a promise. And when I prayed for my daughter, just a simple 2-minute prayer. And when I moved my hand, there was not a trace of blood pumping no more. I didn't do that. He did that. What happened was the devil stopped by the wrong house. He stopped by a house that was praying. He didn't stop by a house that husband and wife fussing to one another. Are you hearing me? He wasn't at a house. Someone watching some kind of television. He wasn't at a house. Someone on the phone gossiping. But he stopped by a house where a man and a wife was reading the naked pure word. God made a promise to me. I can't finish this, but it's all right anyhow. God made a promise to me. And the next day I got up to go to work. Going out the door, I hear my daughter, my wife was fixing her hair. And she told mama, said, mama, don't And she couldn't even find it, I think. It all stopped, Brother Donnie. He's still a healer. Amen. God made a promise. He said, you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God made a promise. God made a promise to Abraham. And Abraham was tempted and tried. And God made a promise. Can I just tell one more, Brother Donnie? I'm trying to stop. Just come and pull my shirt or something. God made a promise. Say you lay hands on the sick. Not they might, but they shall. Brother Donnie, I can't get loose like I want, but I was going to testify. Would that be all right? I remember one morning I got up. Amen. I was getting ready to fly to San Antonio. And I got up and I was getting my clothes out of my top dresser drawer. And I pick up a white handkerchief and it had little dots all on it. It was folded, but when I opened it, it had little spots all on it. And I said, oh my. My wife said, what's that? I said, I don't know. For some reason, I'm led to take this handkerchief. I packed the handkerchief, flew out to Texas. Just talking about the word of the Lord. And this Spanish brother that invited me, he said, Brother Chisholm, wait a minute. You just mentioned about a handkerchief with spots on it. He said, yes. I said, my mother. He said, my grandmother is in the hospital. She has spots all on her lung. She diagnosed with cancer. Cancer ain't nothing but a demon. But a doctor put a medical term on it. Amen. Brother Brandon said, if you get the people to leave, not even cancer. Are you hearing me? So the gentleman said, will you please pray for my grandma? I said, sure, brother. We'll take the handkerchief. And the next morning, I couldn't even find the handkerchief. I was searching my coat, my jacket, under the bed. Couldn't even find it. God was trying to tell me, just go there with faith. And when I got there, amen, I could see her. Brother Brandon said, in order to help someone, you got to get in their shoes. Amen. Are you hearing me? So when I saw her, that old Spanish mother leaning tilted over in the bed by 80 years old, I think I'm saying it right, Sister Abby. But I said, Jesus, que amo. I think it's Jesus love you. Something like that. But she understood. My daughter was going to straighten me out. She understood. And tears burned down her cheek. And I said, Mama, Jesus Christ is your healer. And we just a simple prayer with me and some old brother on a Sunday afternoon. And I flew back home that Tuesday. And that Wednesday, the brother called me and said the doctor checked her and was not even a trace of cancer. Let me tell you, God is still keep all of his promise. I may not say what I want to say, but God has control. God wants you to know that he keep all of his promise. And when God told Abraham, amen, after 25 years, God, amen, gave Abraham a son, waited till Abraham loved that boy. Yeah. After Abraham got that son. And I think Isaac was, 13, 14, somewhere up in there. Abraham and Isaac had some type of relationship, I believe. I believe that son has so much confidence in his father. And I believe sometimes we need to have confidence in our father. We won't be so easily shaken. We won't be so easily moved. But we have a relationship with our father. And I believe Isaac has some type of relationship with his father. Because when Abraham told him to get the wood or what have you, and if God told Abraham to go to a place and you're going to offer up your son, God had told Abraham where? Just go. And Abraham got there to Mount Moriah, I think it pronounced. And God told Abraham, this is the mountain. And Abraham, oh my God, and I'll ask you tonight, can you trust God's word? Amen. Could you trust God's promised word? Amen. But Donnie, I see the time that we're living in, it's looked like sometime I try to get to a place where I can catch her, the young people. And some like seem like their mind is just thrown off. I say, by what? You got a phone? Anybody got a phone? I said, what are catching their mind? Satan used this. This where they at, Brother Don. In the construction world, you've never seen a man pull out a phone. Men's always rugged. But now you see the men's on their phone. It look like nobody digging into the word. They're taking pictures of themselves. Remember that mess of selfies? Sometimes I wonder. I thank God my wife's not doing that. I wonder, Brother Don, I come on, she's taking pictures. I said, who are you sending that to? Where is people mind? Why ain't nobody trying to study this word? Why ain't nobody digging in the Bible? What ain't nobody trying to get all the promise? But no, they on this. But Terry, the devil got them busy on there. Come on, young people. You spend the time, just women's be on it. Now you got men's. But dog, you ought to see them sometime how they be sitting. I said, my God, they have the leg all crossed, looking all feminist on their phone. I said, Lord, we're in the age and a time that we are living in. But I thank God. I thank God that God put something in my heart. Amen. This ain't going to do it. Oh, my. What I got to do, I got to get on my knees and I got to stay with God. Lord, you made a promise that you would keep me. Lord, you kept me from falling off the bridge. Lord, you kept me when I was thrown over a car. You kept my home. You kept my marriage. You touched my daughter. You kept my son. Lord God, you's a healer. You made a promise to me. You made a promise to me. Lord, you made a promise to me. And that's the way God wants you to do. When you got to say, God, you made a promise to me. When the hellhounds are sailing, God, you promised you would keep my mind at perfect peace. Oh, my. I don't have to worry walking around with a sad mind. I don't have to walk around in the dark wondering if I'm going to make it. I don't worry about that because I've already made it. I'm just waiting on this old pest house to catch up, Brother Donnie. The devil knows that I know that I'm a son of God. The devil knows that I know that my name was written in the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. The devil knows that I know Revelation 13:8 is not my scripture. I cannot be deceived. I don't care what pressure comes. We cannot be deceived. Anybody know why we can't be deceived? Huh? We the word made flesh. And another thing, you know why you can't be deceived? Because the word says so. And the word can't be a lie. Amen. We thank God for that. Now, God made a promise. And God made that promise to Abraham. Then when God told Abraham to offer up his only son, can you think some of your major trial that you have gone through? Look like everybody forsake you. You just feel like isolated. Have you ever got to a place you just feel like isolating from everybody? Huh? You just feel like just cutting everybody off. Sometimes, oh my God, sometimes you wonder, who is true? God got some bride that has not bowed down. Brother Donnie, God got some people that's praying for you. Are you hearing me? God, Brother Terry, God's got some people praying for you. God got people got you on their mind, Brother Amos. So you just stay on the promise of God. Because God's word is true. But when Abraham took his only son, let me tell you what, Isaac and Abraham had to have some type of relationship. Because the Bible don't say nothing about Isaac was fighting his father. Isaac laid right there. And Abraham drawed that knife. They kill his only son. When Abraham drew that knife, then God said, now I know. And that's what I want in this hour. I thank God I'm still in this hour. Oh, my. How many of you thank God that he's still God? How many of you thank God he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him? Let me tell you what, Church of the Living God. God will not forget your labor. Amen. In this gospel, amen. He's mindful of his promise. He keep all of his promise. All of his promise is true. Somebody say, but what if I die? So what? What if this ain't near my God to thee? So what? I'll be in the other dimension. You know, I was just telling someone on the job. I told someone on the job. I said, you know what? I'm not even afraid of death. I told my pastor. He said, well, Brother Chisholm, you ain't got too many people going to say that. Death is like a horse and a buggy that take me into that dimension. I know where I'm going. I'm going where I come from. I come from God, and I'm going back to God. Are you hearing me? So when I go on the other side, amen, I look for you saying to preach hard, to amen hard. Because let me tell you, I can't be perfect. You say, Brother Chisholm, why are you talking that way? I'm not afraid of death. Are you hearing me? Because I done died one time. I could say like Paul said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, great. I don't have to say, oh, that spot on me. I don't have to go to the church, confess that I'm afraid I'm going to die. I've already died. I already went to hell. When he went to hell, I went to hell with him. When he rose, I rose with him. I'm victorious tonight. Are you victorious tonight? How many are you overcoming tonight? God made a promise. And I thank God, God keep all of his promise. All of his promise is true. God promised me the joy that I have. Brother Joe, you think you got joy? You think you got joy? I got so much joy, I got enough to give it out tonight. And if I ever run out, I got a bag in the back. I got some in there. I got so much joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. I am too blessed to be distressed. I thank God I'm ahead and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. So I have nothing to worry about. When God said, come up hither, I'm going up. I'm not looking at my failure. I'm not looking at my promise. But God know my desire. I'm not worrying about my fault and my faith. I'm going to have them as long as I'm in the prayer in this house out here. This house is unperfect. This ain't going to never be right. Brother Donnie, you could pour all on me all you want to it drip out the back. That ain't going to change what's in me. What's in me is going to change me. And it's something that God put in me before the foundation of the world. Do you love him tonight? Do you love him tonight? Do you thank God for his promise? Will you keep me in your prayers for tomorrow? Amen. Because I'm looking for the Lord to move in a miraculous way. Let me tell you what. He moved in his own way tonight. Let me tell you what. I tried to go this way, but God just wants you to know. Amen. Don't let your testimony go asleep. Amen. Folks are afraid to testify now. Somebody said, well, the last time I testified, I got worse off. So what? Donnie says, Brother Donnie says, sister, don't you have a testimony? No, Brother Donnie, I just keep it to the Lord. No, testify. God heal me. Brother Donnie, God heal me. I'm not afraid to tell it. God is a healer. He's able to keep me. God keep me at perfect peace. Oh, all is well tonight. Can you say all is well tonight? And you know what makes everything so well? There's nothing out of cater. Nothing. Everything is right on schedule. My. And that's good. The thing that you thought was problems, it was all in God's plan. Amen. Brother Don, I'm from the close. God got nothing out of cater. Nothing out of cater. Everything is right on schedule. I just thank God. God keep all of his promise. God give you desires of your heart. You know, sometimes you have that old devil keep bugging at you. And you said, Lord, I want this devil to leave. He looked like he just don't want to leave. But stay with what you ask God. God keep all of his promises. Amen. About 2 weeks ago, my wife, she don't like cats. Somehow there's a cat slip in our house. He got captured in our home, and I couldn't get him out. Trying to go to work, I would come home, and I'd wait 45 minutes trying to get a cat out the house. My wife said, Isaiah, you got to get him out. Well, I tried. I said, honey, I can't waste all night trying to get this cat. And that's how the devil is. You waste and you waste. It look like you pray. Look like that devil just goes somewhere and hide. But that cat had a little secret hole that it always go to hide. I don't care how hard I hit and knock with the broom, that cat will sit right there. Unconfessed sin, I don't have to move. You can hit all you want. I don't care, this is your house. I'm not going nowhere. And I thought I just proved it hard. I said, get out of here, cat. You can stomp all you want. You'll soon get tired. I'm not going nowhere. And he stayed there 2 and 3 days. And I would go to work. And I said, Lord, reveal to me where that cat is at. I said, Lord, I hate to ask you something like that. But my wife is worrying me about that cat. The cat got to go out the house. Somebody say amen. I said, well, Donnie, maybe I get a mouse. Maybe you change the mouse. Then I have a mouse and a cat in my house. Now I do have a problem. So my wife, she prayed. So I come home and I tried this. And that cat's still in there. And all of a sudden, he pop his head up. And I say, I got him. And I chase him through the house. And he runs through the house and he slides. And he jump up on the sink. And I said, oh, my God, anything that cat touched, my wife said she's going to throw it away. I said, not my new stove. I said, I got to get this cat out of the house before he touched one of my belongings. I ain't have nothing in this house. I said, I got to get this devil out of here. Somebody say amen. Then somebody said, you know, cats carry spirits. I said, this cat, I ain't worrying about all that. I just got to get this problem out of my house. So I would go to work. And all of a sudden, Brother Donnie, out of nowhere, I had a stomach virus. Come home, weak. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to work. I don't like missed days out of work. I don't like to be late for church, and I like to be faithful going to work. Hello, somebody. So I stay home. So I said, I know what. Since I'm home, I'm going to be a Green Beret. I'm going to find this cat. And what I did, I start cleaning stuff up. That's what you got to do. You got to start cleaning some stuff up. Thing that's hindered, you got to clean it up. You got to get in a little trash for on the road. You got to get them up. It ain't going to work like that. Little shady deals, it ain't going to work. So what I did, I kept cleaning. And there was nowhere for this cat to be there. Every corner I could see Brother Donnie. I said, Lord, had no idea that my wife went to God again. And she said, God, reveal to my husband. You got to be specific. God, reveal, not my son, but reveal to my husband, where is that cat? So God said, I'll make him stay home because he's going to find the cat. So I search all over, then I find a little hole. I told my wife, I think I know where he's at. I told my daughter, I said, I believe he's in this hole. It's real quiet. So when I do, I go to the hole and I hit real hard, make a loud noise. He stayed right there. That devil had to go for unconfessed sin. I said, but you're going to leave here. So what I did, I took something, I stuck up under there, and I must have hit him a little bit. And all of a sudden, but down, I saw that head pop up. That's all I wanted to see. That gave me some hope now. Yeah. Now you're going to leave here. Yeah. So what I did, oh my, what I did, I abandoned all the doors. Woo, praise God. I abandoned all the doors so he won't run down in the bedroom. Yeah. Somebody say amen. Amen. I abandoned all the doors so he got one way in and one way out. So what I did, I didn't know my daughter was videoing it. But Brother Donnie, all of a sudden, the cat take off running. And I'm chasing 57 years old running behind the cat. Sometimes you young, you got to do what you got to do. I said, cat, you getting out of here, wow, wow. And he's just a running. And when he jumped up, I knocked him up in the air. And poor cat, he jumped towards my wife's stove. I said, oh, no, I can't buy a stove. And for his... Before his hand could touch the stove and claim it, I'd knock him off of it. Yeah, you ain't going to claim this. Amen. I knocked him on the floor and I grabbed him. When I grabbed him in the back of his head and I held him up like David held up to the amen of John, I said, I got the cat. My kids took the picture. I said, I got the evidence. And that's what you need to do. You need to say, I got the promise. God made a promise to me. I'm healed tonight. I got to something. I don't care what the devil said. I've been knocking for a long time. But that devil is going to leave tonight. Musician, will you come up? He got to leave. That devil got to leave. Do you love him tonight? Oh, praise God. Ain't he good tonight? God to keep all his promise. Even a little thing, God is mindful of. Do you love him tonight? Oh, my. Give me the key of health, amen. Touching Jesus, that's all that really matters. Oh, my. Do you love him tonight? How many of you claiming your promise tonight? I don't mean to sound so funny. Maybe you got that cat in your house. And you don't know how to get him out. Just get sincere like my wife did. I don't know where my wife is at tonight. But I believe she prayed so hard until heaven paid attention. And I believe that God allowed me to show my wife that God is mindful of the little things. I don't care what you go through in life. He's still God. He's not a God that's in a foreign country on a cross. He's not a God that's in Bethlehem, lying in a bed, in a manger. But he's a God, and he's sitting on the throne room of my heart. And I believe tonight, if you believe and don't doubt in your heart, whatsoever you ask without doubting. You say, but children, I got a little pain right here. Just put your hand. The God that's inside of you. Say, devil, you got to go. Say, cat, you got to go. You got to go right now. When I told the brother, I said, brother, God heal you. He said, brother Chisholm, at the church. He asked one of the brothers, said, I need to go talk to brother Chisholm. I said, about what? He said, brother Chisholm, instantly, when you said you're here, he said, my hand stopped instantly. It wasn't me. It was he tapped into faith. And I said something funny tonight. It sounds so simple. But I'm going to tell you, God is still God. He's still the same God that Brother Brandon said this woman, amen, was sick and couldn't hardly eat. Brother Donnie, you remember? He said, what happened? The angel of the Lord was in the neighborhood. And let me tell you what. The God that I serve, I didn't left him in South Carolina. Not even. Only is he's here tonight, but he's sitting right beside you. If you could just have enough faith. Say, Lord, I don't have to accept what the doctor said. I don't have to accept that something. I'm healed tonight. So, Lord, my marriage is on the edge. I don't know what to do, Lord. My wife is talking about leaving. I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm facing a problem. My wife don't know it. I'm cheating on the side. Lord, help me. Are you help me? We'll tell you, he's able tonight. How many of you believe tonight? He's still God. God is able to keep all of his promise. Will you sing it with me tonight? Just touching Jesus. That's all that really matters. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, touching Jesus, that's all really matters. And your life, the same. There is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It grew worse, so to Jesus she came. When the crowd tried to restrain her, she whispered these words.
Jesus, you remember? Praise God, He set me free. children, with all your hearts, that really matter. Thank you, Father. You must believe when you call on His name. Everybody, oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. And then your life will never be the same. Yet grew worse, so to Dr. Jesus she came. And when that crowd tried to restrain her, she whispered these words through her pain. Oh, I've got to touch Jesus. That's all that really matters. And your life will never be Thank you, Lord. Even if you die. Oh, yes. I received a text this evening, Brother Mike Price. A brother died this week in Jamaica. The pastor started sending out texts to the saints to pray. So they waited and they waited. The special emergency people checked the blood pressure, everything. Said he's gone. Ambulance come to pick him up. When they got ready to load him onto the stretcher, Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. So they had to go empty-handed because he was raised from the dead. Glory! Praise the Lord. The man that took us over to the garden tomb, and we saw the garden tomb, and he was talking about how in that first century it was so expensive to own that type of sepulcher to where you'd actually have it hewed out in the rock. They would take one in and they would leave their bones there, and had a window there and they could view their bones. So after about 2 years, flesh has gone off there, so they'd keep using the tomb over and over again. So a grandfather and a great grandfather and a son and a nephew and on and on and on. And that guy said, the people of Joseph of Arimathea, they must have come around to him and said, why would you give your tomb to a poor man like this? This was so expensive. Why would you do it? He said, it was only for the weekend. Hallelujah! So we think, boy, if we die, that's the end of it. No. If it ain't your time to permanently go, even that ain't the end of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wasn't the word so good tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'll be sure and get Brother Chisholm's phone number for you in case you have cat problems, so you can be able to contact him. And amen. So appreciate our brother coming. And we just look forward to what the Lord will do for us tomorrow. And to me, I was so encouraged myself, wouldn't you? I so appreciated. You know, a preacher, only a preacher would kind of know what you're dealing with there. You got your mind a certain way, and the way you think the service ought to go, and God keeps pulling you away and pulling you away. But to me, it's our needs that does that. I'm grateful for a man that'll follow that too. Amen. So appreciate our brother coming tonight. Let's just pray together, shall we? Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for the service tonight, Father. Thank you for the word. Thank you for our brother obeying that tug on his heart, Lord. We so appreciate it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the testimonies that we keep hearing of the wonderful things that you're doing, Lord. Lord, Brother Darrell posted another one this evening of a sister that was up in the meetings in Virginia last week, and just sitting there in the service, hearing the word. You come on the scene and done a miracle in her body. Lord, you're moving around the world among your people. We're so thankful, Father. We so appreciate God. May you just go with us now, Lord. Bring us back in the morning. I pray that you refresh our brother, Lord Jesus. Strengthen him in his body. Give him the direction for the service tomorrow. We come with an expectant heart, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God. We love you with all of our hearts. Amen. And the church said, well, hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Bless you, saints, you're dismissed. Hallelujah.